folks who don't want to hear about it can turn the other way, but those people who have been dealing with it on board the Carnival Triumph couldn't escape it. The smell, the mess that they've been dealing with, and the potential health problems. You're looking at E. coli and other potential infections that they could be up against, and might start seeing an effect of that in the next few days. It took a long time just to disembark, several hours to get 3,000 passengers and a few and 1,000 crew members down the few gangplanks and onto the ground there at Mobile, Alabama. There waiting for them with a personal apology was the chief executive officer of Carnival Cruise Lines, also offering them refunds, a $500 check, and passage on a future Carnival cruise.
And after this nightmare, some of these people just had to hop on a bus and sit on a bus for a couple of hours.
A couple. I mean, some of those folks, if they decided to go over to New Orleans, that's about a three-hour trip. If they decided to take the other buses down to Galveston to pick up their cars and whatever else might they might have left there at the where they left off a week and a day ago, that's about a 12-hour drive. So, yeah, it's hardly over for some of these people.
What happens now?
Well, they're going to clean up the ship. In terms of the ship, Greg, they'll have to go in and clean it, do an assessment to see if it's seaworthy again and able to take on passengers. They're also going to try to nail down exactly what caused that engine room fire that led to this entire mess on Sunday. So there's still a lot to do before they can get the ship back out in the water. I suspect that some of the passengers may use the time on the bus today to fire off a little email, perhaps to their attorneys. Don't know if there's been any litigation filed yet, but I suspect that there will be in the next few days.
I heard some passengers say that the ship had been listing pretty dramatically. Was there ever any danger of this thing going down?
No, apparently not. I mean, without the engine power, and there are stabilizers built into that ship and other cruise liners like that one, but they depend on the propulsion system, the engines, to make that work. So without that, it was just listing slightly side to side. But, boy, you're talking about something that stands 14 stories high there on the water. That can be a little scary when you start feeling this thing moving to one side and then not moving the other way.